You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Tuesday. What is the weather like where you are right now? it is so cold and rainy in New York. And, I'm just feeling really good, actually. Very, just chill. That's literally my mood right now. I feel very chill. You guys can hear it in my voice. You guys, if you know me right now, and if you follow me right now, sometimes my voice is like this, which is a little bit more deeper, or sometimes it's definitely way more high pitched, you know, with a lot of energy. Still have really good energy, but I just feel very, very chill. So if you are new here, welcome to Quality Queen Control Podcast. I'm Aisha Christina. Thank you for joining me on today. Firstly, you need to follow me on Instagram at the Aisha Christina. And if by any chance you happen to not be subscribed to me on YouTube, I'm not really sure what rock you're hiding under, but you might want to go do that too. I'm just saying, I don't know. That's just what I heard. today, angels, I want to talk about something that came to my mind, and it does pertain to dating. So, okay, cuffing season is coming up. And honestly, when I thought of this concept, I was like, you know what? This is going to be like a pretty chill podcast that's not going to be super long. But being that I have gotten super comfortable and acclimated with this now, I mean, who knows how long this is going to be. But nonetheless, I am so grateful for every last one of you that listen to my podcast and you support all my content. It means so much to me, guys. I have some really exciting news this week. I'm not even exaggerating. So I'm super, super excited. And just because you are listening to this right now, how about this? I'm going to let you know before I let everyone else know. My merch line is dropping this week, guys. In fact, it's actually dropping tomorrow. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. And now you guys know. Oh my God. Okay, yes, you guys know before everyone else. You guys know ahead of the other 170,000. You guys know before they do. I mean, wow, this is crazy. See what happens when you listen to me on different platforms? You get different sides of myself. I like to think about my social media as different sides of myself. Like, Instagram to me is more of like vlogging. Like, I realize also my vlogging style, I don't really have like an idea of what I would want for YouTube, because I know on my last podcast I mentioned that I may entertain the idea of vlogging, but I like the concept of me doing more of a vlog style or vlog style videos in my Instagram, like in my Instagram stories, maybe some IGTVs or maybe even some reels. I'm serving you a different Aisha Christina. And then on my YouTube channel, I'm serving you like your teacher, but also your friend that doesn't judge anything you do, but I'm here if you want advice. And I'm just like the cool mom pretty much, but you feel comfortable enough to tell me like everything and tell me your entire life. I'm literally that person on YouTube. At least that's what people tell me. So, which I really appreciate, because usually people that are moms like don't really get that much of a good rep. I mean, I'm just saying. And then on here, it's kind of like we are literally just chatting on the phone, and yeah, you're just listening to me wherever you are. So, hi, hello, how are you doing? Yeah, let's just jump on right into this. So today's topic, I wanted to talk about, if he wanted to, he would. Like I said before, it is winter time. Well, winter time is approaching. It's getting colder. People are getting lonelier. Cuffing season is approaching. I get it. And the more emotionally sound and secure and even financially secure that I become, I realize that you do date differently when you have all of these different things in order. And you know what? You can't avoid certain situations. You can't skip certain struggles. And that's why there's always going to be that chance of you dealing with toxic situations or negative, you know, situations or things that just have negative outcomes because you're still growing. And if you were anything like me when I was younger, it's like all I wanted to do was avoid mistakes. And that was good and bad, but it was bad in the sense where I didn't think that I had to learn certain lessons. I was trying to skip certain struggles. I wanted to just get ahead of the game. And inevitably, in doing so, it didn't prevent really much of the things that I needed. I absolutely needed to learn. It didn't stop me from learning them. It didn't stop me from having like certain disappointments. I mean, were there a lot? No, not really, because I'm just a very naturally cautious person. But the point is, and the principle is, that it still happened. It doesn't matter how cautious you are to avoid you know, just certain, you know, trials and tribulations in life. You just can't skip certain struggles. And I've said this 1,000 times over. You just cannot skip certain struggles. So a lot of the times I get this question, like, how do I get this guy to do this for me? Oh my God, like my boyfriend, like he doesn't want to do this and do that. And I really wish I had a magic answer that was so profound. But a lot of these things are very, very obvious. And it's not when you're in the situation, because you're in it, your feelings are involved. And we as women do this thing where we are really good at having a very vivid imagination. You know, there's a thin line between being kind and just and flirting with somebody. And if you like someone, you can easily misinterpret their kindness for them actually feeling the exact same way as you. It happens. Like, it really does. And I say all that to say this. When it comes to having to prod, you know, this guy to do this for you and X, X, and X, it's just like, oh, like the older you get, it's just you realize that if it was going to happen, you wouldn't have to do so much work. You wouldn't have to be so strategic. When I looked at all the people that I admired or relationships that I admire or that I admired, and I kind of like picked their brain and I'm like, oh, like, how did you meet your partner and yada, yada, yada. And it was never like I strategically sat at the bar and da, da, da. And I'm not saying don't do these things because, I mean, honestly, angels, like I've done these things too myself. Like, what is it called? Freestyling. Like, you basically just go to a bar, you know, with a girlfriend and you guys just like sit at the bar and you guys just like talk to guys. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that. It's not a crime. And just like, you know, just have fun and just see, you know, who you meet or whatever the case is. That's great. But that is a strategy, is it not? You know, let's be real here. It is a strategy. You weren't just like genuinely sitting there to only go to lunch and literally go home. So that's not why you came with your makeup fully done and everything. I mean, you should always look presentable, but you're picking up when I'm laying down. So It's never been this elaborate story of being super strategic. In fact, it's been quite the opposite. It has always been, I wasn't looking, but I was open, or maybe I wasn't looking. I didn't even know that this was going to lead to this. And it just did. You know why? Because in life, whenever things are meant for you, this is what I believe. And I'm a Christian. I believe that whatever is for me will not miss me. Whatever door God opens for me is not going to miss me. That's what I believe. And whatever you believe to be true for you in your life, that is exactly what's going to manifest. And I strongly believe in manifestation 100%. Right now I'm manifesting hitting 200K on YouTube. I know it's going to happen. And I know that may seem like, okay, duh, like obviously you're probably going to hit that number because you're kind of close to that. But at the end of the day, I'm still putting it out there in the universe so that the universe knows and God knows this is what I want. I always ask God every day to make sure that my videos are blessing the people that are watching them and that it's feeding you guys' souls genuinely. My biggest thing on being on this platform or being on any of my platforms, I want to be someone of substance. You know, I want you guys to enjoy watching me. I want you to laugh. I want you to have fun. I want you to feel like I'm there talking to you and that I'm there for you. But I don't want it to just be, you know, vain. I want there to be substance, and I want you to feel like whatever you want can happen for you. I want you to feel inspired. I want you to feel encouraged. I want you to feel uplifted. I want you to feel like you're happy. I want my content to be happy content for you guys. And so when I think about relationships and all these strategies to do this and get him to never leave you and all this stuff like that, I don't necessarily post videos like that specifically just because I don't know if I'm really an advocate of certain things like that. And especially because in life, you never really know what can happen. I like to stick to what it is that I know or that I have, you know, researched very well. Those are the things that I like to talk about. And for the people that create other types of content, that's great because we need the versatility. I don't believe in Xing anything out. I'm a very diverse, multifaceted person myself. And I think that there's room for everyone. But what I'm saying is on my channel, there's a reason why I don't post videos like, you know, never in your life have a man cheat on you again or something like that, because really there's no way I can genuinely, you know, prevent something like that happening in your life. So I just stick to what it is that I know. And the more that I think about all these strategies, will they get you to meet people? Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I know how to get people to meet people. That is one thing I know how to do. What I cannot promise anyone is like a guaranteed relationship or something like that. Like, I find that to be a little misleading because my tips can help. They have helped, which every time I hear someone have like, you know, a positive testimony of, you know, they boosted their confidence by watching my content, or they, you know, left this person because they realized that they weren't going to be, you know, fulfilling their standards, whatever. That makes me feel really good. That is what I feel like part of my purpose is. But all these different strategies to try and get guys to do this and do that, there are ways to test them, which also really do work, right? And I have a bunch of different videos on my channel about how to, you know, test if a guy, you know, really wants you. Those things are very true. However, at the end of the day, let's be real, it really just boils down to the simple fact that either he's going to do it or it's not. Because when something is for you, it is going to be so undeniably, you know, fluid. That's the correct term. It is going to be so undeniably fluid that it's going to work. Every situation that I've been in where I have met a guy that has made, I didn't have to be like, so can we go to this nice restaurant? One, how I carry myself. You know what it is when you're stepping through the door, when you come see me, don't play with me. You know what it is. Okay. Second to that, I feel like it's not only aside from, of course, the way that you carry yourself, but it also has to do with the quality of guy. Sometimes you guys have expectations, or sometimes we, to be very honest, have expectations of guys that are not going to do. Let me tell you this. Please listen to me right now. Seriously, this is a message. Please listen. Listen more than you're speaking. Especially when you're just dating somebody, they tell you everything you need to know. And please, like, seize the day in the beginning of the relationship, or the dating stage, I should say, where you are getting to know someone, because you don't have any emotional attachment to them yet. which means you can ask the questions that maybe you would be more afraid to ask if you were more committed to that person, because you have feelings involved. So you're sometimes dancing around what you want to say to that person. Don't be the type of person that is dancing around, you know, walking on eggshells at all, one, and especially in the beginning, because the real you and the real him, whatever the dynamic is going to come out anyway. I don't think enough people understand this. Who you are, who he is, who she is going to come out regardless. Okay? So stop pretending to be interested in things that you're genuinely not interested in. Stop pretending to be super soft spoken. If you know that you really are more of a little bit of a, I don't want to say louder person, but your personality is more animated. Let it hang out. Tastefully, of course. And I can say this in genuine transparency, because my personality, I would definitely describe as animated. Many people would describe as animated. Since I was in high school, people have described me as that. Whoever is going to like you is gonna like you regardless. You don't have to be so strategic in how you're coming off. If they want to, they will. Like the title of this podcast is, if he wants to still be with you, he will. Because think about this, if he's going to waste your time, he certainly will, regardless of who you're showing him. You can pretend to be who you think this person, you know, wants to be with and still get played, okay? So you might as well just be yourself. And I think it's a lot easier said than done in general, but I think it's also something that you grow into. Because as you are dating and the younger you are, it's natural, you know, being a woman, being a nurturer as a woman, you naturally want to cater to, you know, a man and, you know, not, of course, be a pushover or anything like that. But you just want, in general, it's human nature. We want to be liked by people, especially people that we like. Like, who doesn't want to be liked by who they like? Come on. Like, we even desire to be liked by people that don't even like us, or people that we desire to be liked by people that we don't even like. Did you guys know that? Yeah. Fun fact. Like, we literally desire to be liked by people that we don't even like. We still want them to like us. Can you imagine? So, of course, you know, it's natural to want to be liked by someone that you genuinely find attractive. But I realize in my most easy flowing relationships, okay, even in the dating stage, I never had to prod and be like, hey, do you think we could go to this restaurant instead of going to Wendy's? It's not a compromise for me, you know, because I think a lot of the times, especially the younger you are, you're finding yourself in situations where you're accepting the Wendy's dates. You're accepting the let's just smoke in the car and drink 1942 in the car. And then you're wondering why you're going on Instagram and you're seeing all these girls living a lavish lifestyle that you want to live. And you're like, I just feel like he was spending money on me in the beginning. Well, what's your definition of spending money? Is it buying the 1942 and that's what it costs to get you? Is 1942 and hookah? Let me tell you something. One, like, protect your health and your liver. I'm not saying don't go drinking. I personally don't drink. I believe my body is a Ferrari and I'm going to treat it like that. And the older that I become, I take my health very seriously. Very seriously. And I always have taken my health pretty serious, to be honest with you, always, which is why I don't drink or smoke at all. I don't have any of those vices. I guess food maybe could be my vice, but even now it's really not. So I don't have any vices specifically besides shopping. Is that one? Oh my God. Oops. So I guess we do have vices. but as it pertains to smoking and drinking, that's not really my thing. I had a guy one time, quick, funny story, or maybe lack thereof, where he wanted to invite me to his pool. I was like online. I think I was on Bumble. Is it? I don't remember. And he was like, oh, he's like, oh, you should come to like my pool party or whatever, or like come to my house for like to come to the pool. And all I'm thinking is, skirt, you live so far from me. Like, are you kidding me? And I'm not going over your house as a first date. Mind you, this was during the time where I filmed that video during the pandemic, and I was giving you guys my experience on the pandemic and things like that. And I was just so confused because I already knew I was going to do it. Like, I'm not going to be traveling long distances to come and see you. Good luck with that. And I wish you the best, but it's not going to happen for me. And he literally was like, oh, I just figured because I have the pool that like you would come. And I was like, I'm not trying to, you're trying to get a cheap way to one, have me hand delivered to you, and two, see me in a bikini. Like, seriously, nice try. All right. That's why in the summertime, be careful, angels, because a lot of these guys might be like, oh, let's just go to like the beach. And it's like, go to the beach so he can what? See you in what? A bra and panties, essentially. Like, that's what it really is. Like, and I'm not going to say that for everybody, but for the majority, I promise you that is what it is. Okay. Let's be real here. Anyway, when he realized that that didn't get me, that he has a, oh my God, a pool. No way. I've never seen a pool before. He goes, oh, but I have hookah and like 1942. And I was like, wait, what? Like, did he really just try to like hook me in by telling me that he has a 1942 bottle and he has hookah? And I don't do either. Is everything okay at home? I'm scared. I'm scared that this is what he actually thought was okay to say to me. Because clearly there are probably girls that are like, oh, wow. Yeah. Like, I'm going to go over your house so that we can get drunk. And obviously if a guy's inviting you to the pool, so he's already seeing you in a bikini, then he's going to get you drunk. You're wearing next to nothing. What do you think is going to happen? Like, really? So you have to like consider what it is that you're accepting and putting out there. You can't start, and I said this in many of my videos, you cannot start out so low maintenance and magically expect things to just piece together the further along you get in the relationship. You cannot pretend to be not, or, you know, something that you're not. You can't pretend you're dating a guy and he's always talking about he doesn't believe in paying for girls on dates and things like that because he feels like women need to prove that, you know, they're worthy, and he doesn't want to waste their time. He doesn't want to waste his time because there's a lot of that too on the internet. Well, you'll go out with guys and they'll be like, hey, do you want to go for drinks? And like, obviously I can't go for drinks because I don't drink. Okay. And I don't let them know that off the bat anymore because I want to see how much they drink on their own too. Like, yeah, that's my little trick. We'll talk about that another time. But anyway, so I'm thinking, I said, no, I think dinner, even lunch would be something that's even better, right? And I'm establishing boundaries. And they'll be like, but what if we don't like each other and we're just like stuck at a dinner? Okay, what's your point? What if we don't like each other and we're stuck at the bar? Like, what exactly is the difference? Oh, I'll tell you what the difference is. The amount of money that's spent. But from what I've known or what I know, drinks are pretty expensive too, but I guess they really don't care because they feel like they're getting something from it, which is they're getting drunk. And I don't know if you've ever seen that thing on like the internet where it's like, if you don't look like your pictures, you're buying me drinks until you do. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that sort of thing. So yeah, you have to be very mindful of that. And at the end of the day, like I said, if it's going to work, it's going to work. You're going to find that your most successful relationships are the ones that you didn't try the hardest in. And when I say didn't try the hardest, I mean, you didn't have to be so strategic about how to get him to buy you this, how to get him to take you to this place, how to get him to keep his word and check in and make sure that he plans a nice date for you. You didn't have to figure out, is he going to get you anything for Christmas or not? You didn't have to figure out if he was going to call you when he said he was. You didn't have to figure out what to, you know, text back to him. It's going to feel very natural to you. But again, I'm only speaking from the place that I am in right now currently. And I think this is important because right now I'm 26 years old. And I think that, you know, it still rings true when one of my friends, my older friends, he said to me, like, you know, when No guy is going to take you serious before the age of 25. And of course, there are thousands, millions, trillions probably of people that are in serious relationships before the age of 25. But for people that are single right now, and you are 25, or you're, let's say you're even younger. Let's say you're, 20 to 25, I would even say. You have to think to yourself, okay, it's definitely not that easy to get in relationships anymore, especially if you're dating guys that are also your age. So if you're 20 dating a 20-year-old, the last thing a 20-year-old's going to want genuinely is a relationship, okay? We have 28-year-olds that don't even know if they want a relationship. And let me tell you something. Please, when you are dating someone, like I said in the beginning of this, pay attention to what they're saying. They're going to tell you everything you need to know if you listen and you ask the right questions. And you can. You have nothing to lose. Be yourself. Okay? Ask that person genuinely. There's nothing wrong with it because they're going to tell you. Okay, because yes, you guys are trying to impress each other, but you're also trying to be real at the same time. You know what I mean? It's not really like that much of a game. So it's like, oh, so what are your views on like relationships, right? Like make it crafty how you're going to answer it. Do you think that relationships are more like experiences, or do you see yourself as someone that wants to be with like one person and like kind of have like, you know, the traditional family? Like, what are your views? Like, are they traditional? Like, what are they? You see how I just like made that work like that? Boom, like that. Yeah. When you do it like that, it's disarming for them because it's like, oh, she's not outright being like, so do you want a relationship? Do you want to be with me? It's you're being more charismatic about it and more relaxing in your approach, and it's disarming for them. So they're going to answer honestly. They may say, yeah, I mean, I'm not even trying to think that far ahead, which is ding, ding, ding. I'm not trying to be in a relationship right now, but I mean, I'm just a go with the flow type of person. So like, I don't know. I'll just like, I don't really know what the future holds. Ding, ding, ding. He's not looking for a relationship right now. Okay. And you have to take it easy because that's not in the forefront of his mind. And then you'll have guys that will say very, very outright, obviously, and they're not usually going to be in their 20s, but you'll have guys that will outright say, yes, I am ready to be in a relationship. It's definitely something that I want. I'm not looking for a side chick sort of thing. I've even seen it on like the internet dating where guys will have in their bio, not looking for a side piece or whatever the case is, genuinely looking for a genuine connection, et cetera, et cetera. They will be outright upfront and say it because why? It's only going to scare off the wrong people. If anyone wants to do something, they will. So you guys have to really, really lean into that and understand, okay, maybe I should start. What? How about this? We spend so much time trying to strategize how to get this, how to do this, how to get him to do this, how to do that. How about we strategize with, let me test, because we have the time. Hello, hi. We are young and hot. We have the time to do this. Why don't we experiment what it's like to be ourselves? Now, that has been my secret mission, actually, to be honest with you guys, for the past, I want to say year and a half, 2 years. My mission became that I want to start dating being 100% myself, okay? Even down to not lying about what it is that I do for a living anymore. Yes, because I used to do that because I was like nervous. I was like, well, if they find out what I do, like what if they, I don't know, they think it's weird or... But it's what I do. It's my life. If you think it's weird that I have a podcast, I have a YouTube channel, I am an entrepreneur. If you think that's weird that I'm a social media influencer, then go. I genuinely don't care. If you are someone that has ill intent towards me, that's going to come out too. Like, hello, hi. Like, it's going to come out regardless. So I want it to come out right now. Let it all hang out right now. Because that's the best way to gauge people's raw emotions, because you genuinely are going to show the raw emotions a lot of the times in the beginning, because you can't gauge a person's personality that much in the very, very, very beginning. So you're trying on different reactions to see how that person is going to react to what you said, how you behave, et cetera, if that makes sense. So I think it's very important for you guys to have the understanding that no matter what, if someone is going to do something for you, they just will. You don't have to have a bunch of different strategies. You don't have to figure out how to finesse the situation or anything like that. It's just going to work for you because it's meant to happen for you in that time. And sometimes things are experiences. Maybe that experience was meant to happen for that, you know, month, that 6 months, that 3 months, you know, that year, whatever it is. And just look at it like that. But why don't you try just being your genuine self instead of trying to impress? Guys, you have to really reframe how you're thinking about things and think, wait a second, I'm not going to obsess over whether or not this guy likes me. I need to figure out whether or not I like this guy. And I think we hear, I'm the prize. Da-da-da. You guys love that video of mine. We hear that we are the prize so much that I think we don't really genuinely understand what it means. Just like, love yourself, self-love. But we hear it so much, we don't really understand what it means. And when you really operate from a place of being the prize, it's just like, you really genuinely are unapologetically yourself. And you just think to yourself, I really don't care at all who comes and who stays. You know, whoever goes, goes. Whoever stays, stays. Period. Because at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to compromise who I really am. If you're an individual that wants genuine happiness, like myself, then things like that matter to you. And the older you become and you're like, okay, I have a idea of what I want, right? Now, I don't have a specific time frame because I'm leaving that up to life, but I know exactly what it is that I want. As it pertains to romantic dynamics, I don't believe in, you know, strategically planning so much. Of course, yes, you know, we can have aspirations of, you know, I want to get married one day, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm not going to say, like, I want to be married at 22. I want to be married at, you know, whatever age, because I don't want to put that time stamp on myself. And if I am, you know, 27 and I'm not married yet, it's because it's just like, oh my gosh, like, I must have failed at life, when that's not necessarily the case. And you only come to terms with these things the older that you become, you know, and I am an old soul. I mean, it's, everyone always tells me, they have expressed to me that I am wiser at my age, for my age. So I have that understanding and I'm genuinely okay with it, because I know and I believe that whatever is for me is going to be for me. And I know that whoever's in my life, if he wanted to, he would. I don't have to prod. I don't have to pry. I don't have to convince. I don't have to be super strategic. If he wanted to, he just will. Okay? So I want you angels to remember that. And thank you guys so much for listening to this. This was a cute little, you know, little discussion, a little rant. Let me know, like, DM me, or even write in my YouTube comments, any suggestions that you guys would have for me for podcasts. Also, if you would like a personal consultation with me, please check out Wizio, which is also on my Instagram highlight tab. If you press need help, all you have to do is swipe up to get the link. Also, it is in my YouTube description box. And it is also, if you are listening to this via Anchor, it is in the description box on here. And I think it's also it's everywhere, podcasts are streaming. So it should be in the description box everywhere where podcasts are streaming. Anyways, I love you angels so much. Thank you for hanging out with me. And I will see you guys in my next episode. Mwah.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.